This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Since 1983, Eddie Trunk has been the voice for fans of rock, hard rock, and heavy metal. A best-selling author, host of TV's That Metal Show, and seven national radio shows, including Trunk Nation, daily on Sirius XM.
Interesting.
Eddie offers the world his news-making interviews, passionate analysis, honest commentary, and who knows what else. So welcome to the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Thursday on Apple Podcast and Podcast One. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you guys downloading and having a listen all around the world, wherever and whenever you do it. As usual, the podcast is free, and it's great to have everybody tuned in and checking it out. We got a great interview for you this week. We're going to be joined by Jack Blades of Night Ranger. And Jack is going to be talking about a benefit concert coming up, which is something that's being done for their late tour manager, a guy by the name of Todd Confessori, who tragically passed away unexpectedly at the age of 50 a few months ago. Todd is somebody that I knew and was very good to me. And Jack is going to tell us a little bit about him, a little bit about what's going on with Night Ranger, including some exciting plans about what they have going forward. And I've got some updated news I can tell you about Damn Yankees, and we do touch on that with Jack Blades. And I float a great idea out there to him that came to me from one of my listeners. So we'll get into all of that. Don't forget all the interviews you hear on the Eddie Trunk Podcast, or courtesy of my Sirius XM radio show, which you can hear every day, Monday through Friday, live on volume, channel 106, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, and replaying every night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, and available anytime you want on the Sirius XM app. If you're in the U.S. and Canada and you're not already on board, please join me for Trunk Nation, Monday through Friday on volume channel 106. Before we get to our interview, though, let me tell you about CBD Lion. I just got a bunch of great products from this company. CBD is all the rage, as you know. The life of a rocker is one of work, hard play, hard everything. It takes a toll on your body. It can beat you up after a while. And a lot of you have turned to taking CBD, but finding an honest, reputable brand, because there's CBD out there all over the place. You want good stuff, right? There's a lot of con artists trying to make a quick buck. So you got to find the good stuff. And lucky for you, the good stuff is CBD Lion, a company that prides itself on quality and third-party lab testing to show you exactly what you pay for. They have an award-winning vape line with 10 excellent flavors, each having different potential effects. Available in disposable vape pens, cartridge, shatter concentrates. If you're not into smoking, and I'm not, no problem. There are lotions, gummies, tinctures, all right up your alley. The lotion is great for treating spots in need. Gummies are fantastic for tasty consumption on the go. And their tinctures are the most versatile product they have. It's flavorless, so it doesn't taste like you're eating dirt, and ranges in strength from 250 all the way up to 5,000 milligrams. Lucky for you, all of the listeners to the Eddie Trunk Podcast can get 20% off your order. All you got to do is go to cbdlion.com. the letter C, the letter B, the letter D, Lion, LION.com, CBDLion.com. Enter coupon code TRUNK, TRUNK at checkout. You've heard all about CBD. CBD is in everything now, but you want good quality CBD. Go to CBDLion.com. Enter coupon code TRUNK, T-R-U-N-K, for 20% off.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eddie Trunk Podcast. And this week, as I was saying earlier, an interview with Jack Blades of Night Ranger. As I was saying earlier, all of the guests on the Eddie Trunk Podcast, all the interviews you hear every week originate on my SiriusXM radio show. Jack called into that about a week ago. There is a benefit show you're about to hear about coming up very soon if you're on Long Island or in that area of the country. And it is a benefit for a guy by the name of Todd Confessori, who was on many road crews and a part of the behind-the-scenes world of rock touring. Todd was synonymous with Night Ranger. He was their tour manager. He was a guy that I knew that took great care of me whenever I was at shows, a guy that was really, really loving his job, a guy that enjoyed being on the road, enjoyed looking after rock bands. If you're not familiar with how touring works in the rock industry or the music industry, really, a tour manager is an incredibly important part of touring. He is the eyes, the ears. He looks after everything involved with the day-to-day touring of any musician, from making sure everything's right at the gigs to the hotels to the travel to everything. He basically oversees the entire crew that's on the road. So tour managers are incredibly important, and Night Ranger, sort of being a mid-level rock band, they're out there playing all the time and playing in a variety of different venues, from opening on arena shows to playing their own shows in smaller venues to a variety of different places. And a tour manager looks after all of that. And Todd was Night Ranger's tour manager and suddenly, tragically, passed away in his sleep a couple months ago in his home on Long Island. You're going to hear about a benefit show that is coming up that's going to feature some of the other bands and artists that Todd was close with, and the cause, the charity that it's for, which I think is really important. And in addition to talking about Todd and this concert, Jack Blades, who I've known for decades, and, Jack Blades is one of those guys, I'll tell you, when you talk about bands like Night Ranger, I think that a lot of people have a inaccurate assessment of Night Ranger. A lot of people think of them as more of a power ballad band because Sister Christian was so huge. But in reality, they're really a blazing dual guitar hard rock band. They really are. And I'll never forget seeing Night Ranger for the first time with the video for Don't Tell Me You Love Me on MTV and being blown away at Brad Gillis and Jeff Watson and just blazing on guitar. And there in the middle is, Jack Blades bouncing around, this little guy bouncing around with the bass and singing great and all the vocal harmonies, Kelly Kagi, Fitz. I mean, it was just a killer band. And I went to see them very early on in the early 80s at an amusement park, I'll never forget it, in New Jersey, called Great Adventure. And I was floored. And I've been a fan pretty much from day one. And Night Ranger is a band that doesn't, I don't think, get the credit they deserve, because we talk about, and I talk about all the time on my radio show, bands that have hit the wall that aren't any good anymore, people can't sing anymore, a bunch of replacement players. We've seen it a million times. Night Ranger is not that. Night Ranger is still 3/5 of the original band. Jeff Watson is no longer in the band. Kerry Kelly is on guitar now. And they have a different keyboard player now. But His name escapes me at the moment. He's the only guy in the band I don't know all that well, although I say hi to him, and Jack mentions him in the interview. But Jack Blades, who I believe is probably in his early to mid-60s now, one of those guys that doesn't get the credit they deserve for still being able to vocally do everything and still has boundless energy on stage. If you've seen Night Ranger lately, I mean, they are still kicking ass and sounding really good. And they're a band that can play in a lot of different environments. They can play on a hard rock bill. They can play on an 80s themed bill. They can play on a pure pop sort of vibe bill. They've crossed over to a lot of different areas in their career with their music. So we talk about a few other things beyond this benefit with Jack Blades. And then the other thing that you'll hear that we're about to talk about is the damn Yankees and an idea that a listener of mine proposed that I bring to Jack Blades, which I think is a really solid idea. And as you're about to hear, so does Jack. You hear endlessly people asking about damn Yankees ever doing anything again. And the big obstacle with that is that Tommy Shaw is busy with sticks. Nugent is busy either hunting or doing solo shows. Trying to get all those guys on the same page is always the big challenge. And this idea I proposed to Jack actually makes a lot of sense, and I can't take the credit for it. It came from one of my listeners. But as you'll hear, it's a possible solution to that quandary, which is something similar that a lot of people have with side bands or supergroups, if you will. Also, Jack touches on another band he has on the side called Revolution Saints and a future record from them and the possibility of some touring with that band, which features Dean Castronovo and Doug Aldridge. So we get into a lot of stuff with Jack Blades. But before I get to the interview, let me update you on one other thing. I had a listener call into my SiriusXM show earlier this week on Monday, as a matter of fact, and he said, "Hey, Eddie, if you talk to Damon Johnson," I had Damon Johnson from Brother Kane and Black Star Riders and the Alice Cooper Band on my volume show on SiriusXM on Tuesday of this week. And on Monday, when I was promoting him coming on, somebody called in and said, "Hey, Eddie, when you talk to Damon, ask him about a third Damn Yankees record that was recorded and never released." And I did. And I didn't even know that Damon Johnson was going to be in a version of Damn Yankees and that a third record was made. So to update you on the Damn Yankees portion of this whole conversation that I'm about to have with Jack Blades, I did indeed talk to Damon Johnson this past Tuesday about this unreleased third Damn Yankees record, and he did confirm its existence. Damon told me that Tommy Shaw was not all that involved. He was brought in as more or less a replacement for Tommy. And they did record a complete record, a third Damn Yankees record with Damon Johnson in place of Tommy Shaw. And Damon went on to tell me, and maybe I'll give you this interview as a podcast in the future. But again, if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, you can grab it on demand and hear it right now. Damon told me that once they mixed the record and finalized it, they all just didn't feel it was great. They felt it was lacking a little bit, and the record to this day remains unreleased. But Damon Johnson confirmed to me that there is indeed a completed third Damn Yankees record with him in place of Tommy Shaw. Tommy had contributed to it, but wasn't going to be able to do much because at that point, around 99, 2000, they were just gearing up and getting ready for doing a lot of Styx stuff. And Tommy Shaw had just gotten control of the name Styx, apparently. But that's really interesting to think that there is a completed Damn Yankees record that the band in the end didn't feel it was strong enough to release, but is complete and sitting in a vault. Damon has it. Told me next time he sees me, he'll play me some of it. But if this record ever comes out, who knows? I thought that was really fascinating, and that was indeed confirmed by Damon Johnson, the existence of a third Damn Yankees unreleased record that who knows if it ever sees the light of day. So keep that in mind, because at the time that I did this interview with Jack, I didn't know any of this, and I didn't get a chance to bring that up to him, but I did bring it up to Damon, who confirmed it. So a lot to cover with Jack Blades. You're going to hear it in just a few minutes on the Eddie Trunk podcast. Before we get to it, though, let me tell you a little bit about TrueCar. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts, give or take a few seconds. And you know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch your car's details pop up. You answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in, and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need, so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. Coming back with a conversation with Jack Blades of Night Ranger on the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
The Eddie Trunk Podcast.
The summer is heating up, which means that football season is just around the corner.
I think that that's ridiculous.
Join Ross Tucker as he gears up for another exciting season and speculates on what you should expect.
They know that part of their job is to be a mentor to a young quarterback. They know that.
Download new episodes of the Ross Tucker Podcast and more, presented by Bet Online, every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One Sportsnet.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
All right, we're back with the Eddie Trunk Podcast. Without further ado, let's get into it. My conversation with Jack Blades. This happened this past Monday? No, late last week, I guess. On my SiriusXM radio show on Volume Channel 106. Hear me talking rock Monday through Friday live, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, and replaying every night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, every day for Trunk Nation on Volume SiriusXM 106. That's where this interview originated. And here we go with Jack Blades. Enjoy. Jack, how are you, buddy?
Eddie, I'm doing great. I'm sitting down here. I just got home after a 5.5 week run, and I'm home for about 4 days, and we start up with Sammy Hagar next Wednesday at DTE in Detroit. So rock and roll, baby.
I just saw Sammy last week in L.A. I hosted his show at the Troubadour. I had him on this show. It is crazy what that guy can still do at nearly 72 years old. It's ridiculous. It really is.
More importantly than that, it's like, Blades, get over here. Get in this restroom. Here, drink this.
Yeah,
this is my new one. This is my new drink. Hey, forget that rum. No, try this one now. I'm like,
right.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm like, Sam, I gotta go out and like play and actually talk and like make people think that I'm making sense of the words and stuff. So he's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as soon as I walked into the dressing room, he had cutting fruit slices, you know, and mixing stuff. Eddie, come here. And then Michael Anthony comes over and goes, "Dude, your hands are empty. You need a drink." It's just unbelievable. They are the real deal. You know, real quick, what is your? I mean, Night Ranger. You of course Bay Area band. Sammy, known obviously for coming from the Bay Area. When did you guys first cross paths? How long ago was it?
Oh man, I've known Sam since 1980. I mean, we've known him for forever. In fact, Fitz, our keyboard player, and the original keyboard player with Night Ranger, was the bass player in Montrose for the Paper Money album. And then, of course, he was in other things with Ronnie and everything. But then he was a keyboard player. He'd go out on the road with Sam and do keyboards with Sam too. And so, actually, when we were called Ranger, Sam actually put us on the bill back, I think it was 1981, and we did a Taking It to the People tour before we even had a record deal. And I mean, and then our first album, once Dawn Patrol was released, Sam put us on his Three Lock Box tour, and we toured the whole country You know, with Sam, I mean, we've known him, you know, forever and ever and ever. He's the greatest guy. He's, I mean, he's really instrumental in kicking off Night Ranger's career. And so he and I are laughing about it. We're texting back and forth going, you know, here we are 36 years later doing it again. We're like, yeah, we're still doing it, you know? So it's like, it's pretty fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, to me, I mean, I've been a fan forever, and I've known him for a very long time, and he's one of my favorite people. But to me, it's almost inspirational to watch a guy still work that hard, still be that good at his age, and, you know, making new music. He just made a great new record. I mean, to be that driven still with all, you know, all that he already has and has done is pretty crazy. I'm amazed at that. And you know, we see so many guys as they get a little bit older hit the wall a little bit. Guy's still going, man. He still sounds great. He's still singing the old Van Halen stuff. It's nuts.
You know what it is, man? I'll tell you what it is. He's doing it because he wants to do it. It's the same thing as Night Ranger. It's like, we're playing because we want to play together and we want to go out there. Not we have to. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to, but he's actually doing it for the love of music, which is the whole reason all of us, Eddie and you included, that we all started this thing when we were like freaking 8 years old looking at Led Zeppelin posters in our bedrooms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass just because I have you on, but I've said what I'm saying about Sammy about you many, many times, and we get calls about that. I get calls all the time from people saying they just saw Night Ranger, like, my God, how good they still are. I mean, Jack sounds great. I mean, the band sounds so good. It's all real. It's live. It's killer. I mean, that's an amazing testament to the work you guys have put in and how much pride you take into going out there every show. You guys bring it every single time from the time I saw you on the Dawn Patrol tour until the last time I saw you a year or less ago. It's always consistently great. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you love what you're doing and you do it for the love of the music. You know, it's the same, like I said, I'm the same thing with you, man. You do it because you love doing what you're doing. It's not that, you know, anything else. It's like, look, we're doing this because this is who we are. This is in our DNA. This is in our life. And that's why this show that we're playing, you know, for Todd, it's so important to us because, you know what I mean? I don't know. You want to do the backstory on this whole thing?
Yeah. Should. Let's get into that because that's obviously what you're here to talk about, and it's important. And I mentioned it on the air a number of times right when Todd passed away. But for those that don't know the story, Todd was your tour manager. I've said many times I love Todd. Todd was the one guy for me that any time he was tour managing a band, most of the time you guys at a show I was at, he treated me like I was a member of the band. Like, he looked out for me like I was one of the guys in the band. Hey, do you need anything? Can I get you anything? You're good. What do you need to do? Can I take care of it? There was one time, I will never forget it, where Todd, I was having trouble, some dicey promoter getting paid, and Todd was like, you want me to hold the band until they pay you? I was just like, no, I would never put you in that position. But that's how Todd was to me and how awesome he was and how much he really always would have my back when I was around. So talk a little bit about Todd. And, you know, sadly, tragically, unexpectedly, we lost him a couple months ago. But you're doing a really cool celebration of his life.
That I can't. I got to comment on that whole. I remember what you were talking about, that show. And he actually walked into our dressing room and he said, we're holding 15 minutes. I'm like, we're holding, and we're all ready to go. We're all ready to go on. You know, we're full glitter. You know what I mean? We're all like, you know, we're all ready to go, you know, like trying to go on. Already had our shot of tequila. We're all ready to, you know, we're like, okay, let's do this. Let's do it. It's like, we're holding 15. We're like, what? He says, trust me, we're holding 15. I'm not kidding you. That was that day. So
yeah,
he wanted to make sure old Eddie had his ass, like, you know, covered on this whole scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, nobody
got your coin.
Nobody's ever done that for me, and nobody's ever had that sort of consideration for me. You know, worried about me, who was like the host. I mean, come on. But he was that kind of guy. If he liked you and he respected you and he knew you, he would go to the wall for you. And I can only imagine. I used to say to him all the time, Jack, I used to say, if I ever had the need for a tour manager or could afford to hire someone, you'd be the guy immediately because he'd run through a wall for you. So I understand why this is so important to you and why it's such a great loss to your camp.
Yeah, well, he, you know, Todd Confessori, he grew up on Long Island. He passed away at the beginning of February, and it was such a shock to all. It was out of nowhere. that he died in his sleep, and he was 50, and it was a crushing blow for us. I mean, we had a show the next day, and he was home getting ready to fly out, and this all went down, and it still is a crushing blow for us. I mean, Todd was our leader. He was on the road. He was our Moses. You know, he'd part the Red Seas to make sure that we would, you know, get what we needed or have what we needed and to get where we had to go and everything like that. He was our, you know, he was the northern light. He was the shining star. He was all those kind of things for us. He was with us. It would have been 10 years next month that he was with Night Ranger. And Todd grew up on Long Island. He came up in the early 80s. With the whole Long Island music scene. I mean, that's why the show we're playing is at the Mulcahy's Concert Hall on Wanton, New York, and it's I think it's the 29th of this month, and we're doing a benefit there for him because that's where it all started for Todd. You know, it started right there on Long Island, and all the bands that we're playing with are the bands that he came up with: Trickster, Danger Danger, Valentine. I mean, Todd was a drummer. He started out as a drummer. And Ed, you'll dig this, man. I mean, he started out as a drummer and everything like that, but maybe he wasn't the best drummer in the world, so he realized he wanted to still be a rock star, so he created this whole sort of persona of himself. He was like a tour manager rock star. He became a rock star in that vein, you know what I mean? I'm smiling as I'm talking to you. I have a big grin on my face right now because that's how Todd came across to all of us and everything like that. And so we're doing a benefit, and we're trying to think, Eddie, of what we could do in Todd's name to keep it going. And you know what we decided? We decided that this would be, you know, all the proceeds from this event, you know, what we're doing is it'll support the Todd Confessori Celebration of Life Initiative, and it's powered by The Word, which will provide financial support for all, like, touring guys, like all T-Boy's touring brothers and sisters in need. Because we're looking at this as, like, dude, at the end of the line, when, you know, bands finish up and you decide to, you know, okay, we're going to call. I mean, what about all the road crew guys? I mean, these people don't realize how important your road crew is on the road. You know, they think, okay, you're just up there playing and stuff like that, and that's all. But it's like, I talked about, you know, Tommy Shaw, and Tommy called me the very day he found out, which was the day that Todd died. And he said, people have no idea how important our crews are to us, and to keep us going, to physically keep us going, to mentally keep us going, to keep the show on the road, to keep the circus, like, tent going up each day, the whole thing, you know what I mean? So we're like creating an initiative and a benefit. So we're going to start doing a thing like the TJ Martell Foundation for Cancer. We're going to start a thing for the touring guys, all the touring, the crew people, the women and the men that are out there on the road. And we're going to start up an initiative that'll always, you know, that we can pop in and help this guy if he needs it. If this guy's in the hospital, if this person needs health insurance, if this person needs just something to get over that's what this is all about. So we're starting it off. I mean, we're going to start it, you know, here at Mulcahy's Concert. We're starting it off small, but man, we hope it builds into a major thing that we can bring in everybody with. I mean, what do you think? I mean, that's where we're at.
I think it's awesome. I mean, you hear every day, and look, until this country figures out how to properly handle health coverage, which is just a mess. I mean, it's just here in New Jersey, I could be paying $3,000 a month if I didn't get coverage just for coverage for my family. It's crazy. And you have so many people out there, especially in entertainment, especially whether they be musicians or road guys, that unfortunately don't have access to coverage or anything close to affordable. So they are royally screwed if, God forbid, they get sick. It shouldn't be a bankruptcy if you get sick. And the other thing I noticed, Jack, that happens with these guys is because they maybe don't have coverage and they don't work traditional jobs, traditional hours, they don't get the screenings that they should. They don't get checkups like they should, because either they can't afford it or they don't want to know about it, because if there is something wrong, they have no way to correct it because they don't have coverage.
Well, I got to tell you, man, with Todd, that you know, he took care of everyone else. but he never took, you know, he didn't take care of himself enough. And that was what we all just are sitting back going, man, he took such good care of us at the expense of himself. You know what I mean? I mean, he made sure we were all good, you know, and this and that and everything like that. But, and you know, but he'd be up all night working and then get an hour of sleep and then be downstairs when we had to leave on the bus. I mean, it's, you know, crazy stuff, but you're absolutely right. And so we want to make a difference, and we want Todd's name to make a difference. And by God, we're going to make a difference, and Todd's going to make a difference. He made such a difference while he was alive with all these people that he touched, you, me, all the bands, and all these bands that he started out with, and the bands that are going to be playing with us at Mulcahy's, and all those kind of things. I mean, you know, he was with Prince forever. We can't get Prince, you know, obviously, but I mean, he was with, you know, it's just so many people, with Marilyn Manson, with Garbage, with Poison, with the Talking Heads. I mean, all these people and everything like that. And we're just thinking all these crews on all these bands all over the world that Todd can make a difference, and we're going to make his name and in his inspiring life, we're going to make it, you know, we're going to make a difference, and we're going to help one person at a time, if that's what it takes. And we're going to start this thing off, and we're starting it off May 29th at this show in Wantagh.
Well, I think it's great what you're doing. And I think Todd would love this. And I can tell you this, I'm going to do my best to come there and help out if I can. I have to look at right now. My schedule is open. As long as I can stay clear, I'm going to try to come down there, and I'll help out however I can and do whatever I can, because it's a great cause. It's a great idea. You know, I just read online, and it makes me sick, because every day I'm getting hit up by people to tweet or talk about GoFundMe pages or these crowdfunding services. And what is it for? It's to help people who didn't have insurance who got sick. And I'm like, it shouldn't be that you get sick and then you have to go out and ask people for money to help you out of it. It's just, it's nuts. An old road guy for Kiss from the 70s just put up a GoFundMe because he's got cancer and he needs help. J.R. Smalling, I mean, I'm hearing about it every day. So it's a great idea what you're doing in his name. It really is. And it's a great way to kick it off with him attached to it. May 29th. At Mulcahy's on Long Island, you got Night Ranger performing, Danger Danger, Trickster, Valentine, some special guests as well. The website for more information, if you're on Long Island or headed that way, mulls.com, MULS.com. Great venue. I've been there a couple times. It's a big place. It's great venue for this, and it's right. You know, it's awesome that you guys, I mean, you're coming across the country to do this, because Todd, where Todd's from, and where Todd ended.
It's our night off on. This is our one night off on the Hagar run. We're like,
oh, okay,
we're like flying in from like Boston. I mean, we're like driving in from Boston in the bus, and then we're leaving that night to go to the next show, and you know what I mean, to Connecticut and stuff like that. So yeah, we're right. I mean, it's right in the middle. We're like, that was a day off. Do it then, you know. And we want to, you know, the main thing is that we want Todd, you know, to be able. We want in Todd's name to be able to help people. In all, you know, his brothers and sisters of the road, in all aspects of life, man, if somebody needs help on a rent for a month, if somebody needs this, if somebody needs that, just whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, the macro, you know, the whole thing. I mean, that's what we want to do. And we just, you know, you got to start somewhere, Eddie, you know what I mean? And so we're starting here.
And the foundation is going to be called The Word, T-H-E-W-U-R-D. Is that something that exists already, or is that something you're starting with this initiative?
Well, I mean, the mission of The Word, it's basically to assist, you know, individuals who are deprived and not, you know, provide an ample opportunity to expose their potential. The Word will, here's what the thing is all about. It's like, it's going to provide a safety net and critical assistance and everything by thinking globally and acting locally. That's what we want to do. You know what I mean? For people who are distressed or, you know, underprivileged or just whatever, you know, that's the macro of this whole thing. And The Word, we're going to start it. And it's a, you know, it's a 501c3, it's a nonprofit. So that's what's going on with it. So people can, you know, we're going to get our friends to help donate to this. I mean, people understand this right now. You know what I mean? And they understand that, you know, crews and road crews and things, and you know, they see what goes on with, you know, in their lives and stuff like that. And we just, The Word and everything else, we want to make a difference, and we're going to make a difference in Todd Confessori's name. And it's going to start the 29th of May. And that's what we're doing. And we got the bands that he started with when he was a teenager, man. We, you know, like Valentine, Danger, Danger, Tricks. Those are the bands that he was like, you know, he was a, you know, 18-year-old drum tech because he couldn't play, you know, he wasn't drumming in a band and stuff. And so we're using, the bands that he started with and the band that he ended up with, Night Ranger. You know what I mean? And all points in between. But that's where we are at Mulcahy's. So we're excited about it.
All right, again, May 29th, it is, as Jack just said, Night Ranger, Danger Danger, Trickster, Valentine, special guests, and you go to mulls.com, M-U-L-S.com. There are tickets, and there's a meet-and-greet package available, a VIP that you can purchase that includes meeting all the bands playing that night to raise some extra money for this great cause. And above and beyond anything, look, if you didn't know, Todd, it's still a great cause, as Jack just laid out, for a great reason. Hey, I don't know if you got to run, bud, but I'm coming up on a break. I'd love to hold you for a few more minutes because I want to ask you about a few other, you know, music-related things, if that's cool. Do you have a few more minutes?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, cool. No problem. Okay. So we'll put Jack on hold. Hold on for me, Jack.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the not-so-creatively titled Jordan Harbinger Show. We dig into the superpowers of the world's most interesting thinkers, and then we deliver them to you right into your ears. It's more than just a way to get inspired, and I get it. We're not all superheroes. That's why we give you their blueprint and include worksheets for every episode, as well as answer your listener questions so you can live what you listen. Listen free to the Jordan Harbinger Show, available on Apple Podcasts and PodcastOne.com.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Let's get back to more of my conversation with Jack Blades on the Eddie Trunk Podcast. Sounds like a busy run of stuff with Night Ranger, the Sammy Hagar dates, and what's the rest of the year looking like for you guys? Is it just a bunch of touring? Are you talking about new music again? What do you got cooking?
We're working a lot this year. We're working more this year than we have the last 5 years. I don't know what's going on, but we're having a blast doing it, you know. So we just keep booking shows and keep going and going and going. Yeah, we're working all the way through. We've got a tour that's in Japan that's almost completely sold out. And that was what we're doing in Japan is we're doing our first two albums in their entirety. And we're going to do that. We're going to do some of those at the end of the year too. The Dawn Patrol album, start to finish, and like the way it is on the record in its entirety, and the same thing with the Midnight Madness album. And so we.
Oh, that's awesome!
Like, oh yeah, man, it's so we're having fun, and we're even throwing some of those songs in. Eddie, we've never even played some of these songs before. I mean, like, not we haven't played them in 30 years. We've never even played them. You know what I mean? So we're having a ball. Like it's like getting to know an old friend all over again.
Well, I remember the last time I think you were on my show, it was to promote, I think you were doing Midnight Madness start to finish at a couple select dates, which I believe that's the last time we spoke. So now you're expanding that to first two records. And I'd love to see that. That is a great idea. And Japan was always, I remember being a Night Ranger fan since day one. I remember, I think there was early on, didn't you do a live concert DVD or something from Japan? It seemed like they embraced you guys pretty early out of the gate, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of our first, we went over there, I think, in 1983, and I mean, from the very beginning, the Japanese fans have been with Night Ranger, man. They just picked up on the band, and we've been touring over there ever since. I think I've been over there like 17 or 18 times, and so, I love Japan. We have a great time. The fans are great. They've, you know, they stick, they stick with you. They stick with us. They, you know, we're having a ball with them now. It's, you know, it's just, and now doing these, the first two albums in their entirety over there for them, it's blowing their minds. I mean, they're digging that. And then of course we've got a new Revolution Saints record that I'm, that we're working on right now with Dean Castronova, Doug Aldrich, and myself.
I was going to ask you about that because Doug sent me a text the other day and mentioned something to me about that. And I was going to ask you, for people that don't know, Revolution Saints did two studio records, as Jack said, Dean Castronovo and Doug Aldrich, a trio. So you're doing a third record. That how far along are you with that?
We're about halfway halfway through the whole thing right now, and just getting all the parts done and everything like that, and singing and figuring out this and that and the other. And we threw down some good ideas on it ourselves this time, and it's kind of look, man, I just love playing with Dean, first of all. You know, when Kelly went down, when he had that heart issue, when he had to have a heart valve put in, our drummer Kelly Kagi, Dean stepped in, you know, and just on a bunch of dates with us, and he's such a good friend of ours, Dean Castronova. I've known him since he was like 16, when he was in the Wild Dogs in some small band out of Portland. But I mean, and so he stepped in and helped out with us and did everything. And then Doug Aldrich, man, it's like, look, I've been fortunate to play with some great guitar players. I mean, I've got Brad Gillis in a band with me. I mean, like, you know what I mean? And Kerry Kelly, and I've been with, you know, the Nuge and Tommy Shaw and you know, Neil Sean, and you know, Doug is just right up there with, I mean, Doug is just such a player, you know. And so they said, you know, should we do another one of these records? And we said, we all looked at each other and said, yeah, man, why not? Let's do it.
Well, you know, the thing about Revolution Saints is, and I just got some calls about this on my radio show, because people do like what you're doing with that band, but there's also a certain level of frustration from people that like that band because they want to see that band play live. They want it to be a more fully realized thing. And I know that all three of you have other commitments. You just talked about how much work you have with Night Ranger. So it's that sort of age old problem where you like doing it. You like making the records, but it's really, I imagine, hard to do anything beyond that with that band, because you and I both know if you're not on the road touring something, it's really hard to build it and sustain it these days.
Well, we talked about that, and we talked about it's like, look, man, should we do some? Maybe we should do something like that. Maybe we go over and play some shows, and just do some shows just for fun, and have a blast, and you know, rehearse them and doing stuff like that. Because now that we have like three albums worth of material, we can pick and choose like really good stuff off of everything, and maybe throw in a couple of, you know, this and that and the other from our past, you know, from what we do, and everything like that. I don't, you know, I mean, you're absolutely right. And everybody is right to think that and say that. So we're trying to work that one into the equation, Ed. It's what we're trying to do. So we're going to do our best to be able to figure that one out for, you know, for everybody. You know what I mean? That we're going to try to do that. I think it'd be
fun. It's the problem. There are a ton of these sort of side supergroup things that have come out, many of them quite honestly driven by the label that's behind Revolution Saints, Frontiers, who puts out seemingly one a day. And there's so many of them, but a lot of them are well, they do. And it seems like, I mean, I'm not lying. I mean, literally every other day, there's an email coming about one of them assembled, you know, and some are good, some are not so good, if I'm being honest, but people really dug what Revolution Saints was or is. And it's really, there's a level of frustration from the fans who kind of get invested in these records and these bands. And they just wonder, like, you know, if you can't see them live and they're not out there playing, it's kind of hard to really get overly invested in them. And I know it's tough, because everybody's got the spot where their bread is buttered, that they're going to, as that's home base, and it's hard to pull away from that to try to get something new going. But it is a bit of a catch 22, I would think.
Yeah, it is. But for me, I'd like to do it, because I've always wanted to be like, you know, ever since I saw Cream when I was like a kid, like a trio, you know what I mean? I've never been in a trio, you know what I mean? Damn Yankees was four people, and you know, Night Ranger, of course, is five with keyboards and everything like that. But a trio where you know, you just like start wailing. And when, you know, I'm trying to figure this one out to see if we could pull it off, because I personally would like to do that. I would like to just be like, let Dean, you know, cut loose. And I'll, you know, when you know, if Doug's just soloing away, like I just start like whipping off a bunch of bass, you know, riffs and stuff like that to fill up the holes and stuff like that. And between Dean and me, we, you know, and Doug too, but we could, you know, we could pretty much sing, you know, cover a lot of singing ground, stuff like that. I don't know, man. I think it'd be fun to be just a trio and get out there and be raw and like, here we go, let's throw it out and have a blast, you know? So that's what actually, to tell you the truth, Eddie, that's what I'm kind of like, you know, hoping to do. But I, you know, I can't let it get in the way with Night Ranger, because Night Ranger's my, you know, that's it for me, you know, and Night Ranger. And the same thing with, you know, with the other guys. I mean, they have, you know, they have those things, but, you know, Night Ranger's are, is my focus and our focus. And, you know, with Kelly and Brad and, you know, and Eric and Carrie and everything like that. It's like, you know, we're so strong right now. We're having such a fun time. Night Ranger is right now. And so it's hard to let, you know, it's hard to say, okay, let's stop for a while.
Right.
And do something,
I get it.
Do something else. You know what I mean? Having too much fun with the Ranger boys, you know, with all of us. That's my heart and soul. You know what I'm saying? So
anyway, I get it.
We're going to try to figure it out.
You know, but that also ties in with the band you just mentioned a second ago. You know, every single time I tell somebody I'm either talking to you, to Tommy, to Ted, to Michael, inevitably everybody always asks me, damn Yankees, damn Yankees, damn Yankees. And I know in the past you pretty much have said it ain't going to happen. Forget about it. But I'm assuming there's been no movement on that front. It's pretty much a dead issue to do anything with damn Yankees.
Well, yeah, you never know. There might be some movement, so who knows? You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun if we just, like, pulled it out and, like, you know, let's do 10 shows, you know, just have a blast and do something like that. I'm pitching it, man. I'm pitching in there. I'm pitching, Eddie. And
let me float.
Start pitching too. Why don't you?
Well,
start
let me. I know all the guys, and I could start. I could put out a big group text in a couple minutes if that would help. But
throw a couple hardballs straight down the middle, man. Give me your 102 an hour hardball right down the middle. Come on, pitch this.
Hold on. Let me float something by you. Which honestly. And I cannot take credit for this idea. This was a caller to my radio show here that proposed this idea, which I thought was brilliant. And I don't know his name. I don't remember his name, but this is a credit to a caller. I had a caller call up once very recently and said, look, I got an idea for the dilemma of damn Yankees. How about this? Do an outdoor shed tour, amphitheater tour, and make the bill Ted Nugent, in whatever order, Ted Nugent, Night Ranger, and Styx. Everybody plays an hour set, and then at the end, you go out and you do 4 or 5 damn Yankee songs because everybody's in the building.
I think that's a great idea. And that's, to tell you the truth, that's the thing that everybody's kind of like, sort of like circling around to try to figure out if that's even a possibility. You know what I mean? Because
you still got to line up schedules. I get that. But in terms of the logistics, it's a great triple bill to begin with. Now, Skinner's keep saying they're retiring, but they keep adding shows. So I don't know what Michael's situation is, but still, that's a great, assuming Michael's not doing Skinner at that time, That's Styx, Night Ranger, Nugent in and of itself is a great bill. And then you factor in to close with a damn Yankee set of the 3, 4, 5 biggest songs. That's a great night of rock, man.
I'm in. I'm going to make the call. I'm counting on you too. But I think it would be a blast, you know? And I think we're assholes to not do it. That's what I think.
There's the headline. Jack Blades thinks we're, that should be on the back of the t-shirt. We're assholes for not doing this.
We're just assholes for not doing that. That's the shirt,
Jack. You got the shirt right there. That's the shirt for the
I
tour.
Got it. Yeah.
Three asshole bands.
There you go. That's right, man. I'm all for it. And the way we are, it's like, let's have fun, because this is what it's about right now. For me, it's about fun. For me, it's about just having fun with friends. And I can't think of greater guys to have fun with than all those bands.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Well, listen, I it's always great to talk to you. I appreciate it. And you know what I was saying about Hagar before? I don't know how you do it, man, because you're still as good as ever. You're still that guy I saw on that Dawn Patrol. The whole band, that first tour. How you know the energy you have up there? How great you still bring it and sing. The band's incredible still. And man, bless you for it. It's incredible what you guys are still able to do.
I have two words for you, Eddie. Silver Patron.
Is that not vitamins, not juicing, none of that, just some Patron, that's it?
Silver Patron. Nah, listen, man, we love what we do, and you do too, and we're just going to keep on doing it, you know what I mean? We're going to keep on doing it. And thanks, we want to see everybody out on May 29th on Long Island, man. We're looking forward to kicking off this thing. God bless Todd Confessori and his life.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to, when I get off the air, I'm going to look into a few things to try to, you know, kick in and help out wherever I can and hopefully be there as well. Again, May 29th, Mulcahy's, Wanton, New York, on Long Island, Night Ranger, Danger, Trickster, Valentine, all celebrating Todd Confessori, the late tour manager who was involved with all of those bands and very, very much missed. We lost a couple months ago unexpectedly. And if you were listening earlier, Jack laid out the great cause this is going to help going forward as this sort of fund is set up in his name. So listen, man, say hello to all the guys. Hopefully I'll see you in New York soon for this event. And, you know, always great to talk to you, Jack. Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for everything. I'll talk to you later. See you, bro. Bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Well, thanks to Jack Blades. Always fun to talk to Jack, and a great event that they are doing for a great guy who passed away way too soon. If you're in Long Island and can attend and help out, really cool sort of initiative that those guys are kicking off in Todd's memory as well that Jack just told you about. Thank you all for listening to the Eddie Trunk Podcast. There's new episodes every Thursday via podcast1.com or iTunes. Katie Irizarry is our producer. And don't forget to visit me on social media at Eddie Trunk on Twitter, where I am most active. Also an Instagram account and a fan page on Facebook. EddieTrunk.com is the official online home. Lots going on there. Lots for you to check out. A lot of appearances coming up, including this weekend. I am in Rocklahoma, or in Pryor, Oklahoma, for Rocklahoma, which I host every year, and looking forward to being back for that. So come on out and join me, and I hope to see everybody in Pryor, Oklahoma this weekend for Rocklahoma year number 12. Also, June 8th, I'm back in Tulsa at the IDL Ballroom to host Lynch Mob on June 8th. June 15th, Miramar, Florida. Join me at Rock in the Park, Miramar Regional Amphitheater. Yngwie Malmsteen, Lita Ford, Dokken, Quiet Riot, Every Mother's Nightmare, and more. And I've got some speaking shows coming up. July 19th, I'm at the Stanhope House, Stanhope, New Jersey. July 25th, the Back Bar in Janesville, Wisconsin. September 6th in New Bedford, Mass, at the Vault Music Hall. Those are speaking Q&A club shows that I do. Have a lot of fun. Haven't done any in a while. Come on out and join me. Also, don't forget about Exit 111, Manchester, Tennessee. October 11th, that weekend, three big days. Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Leonard Skinner, Slayer, so many more. I'll be hosting that. The Mega Cruise, Megadeth, Anthrax, Overkill, Testament, John 5. Go to megacruise.com for tickets and cabins and more information. That is sailing out in mid-October as well. And don't forget about 80s in the Sand, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, a big long week at a resort, the Breathless Spa and Resort, November 2nd. Come on out and join me for that, and all information on the homepage of EddieTrunk.com on all of these appearances. You guys have a great holiday weekend, a great Memorial weekend. If you're attending Rocklahoma, like I said, I will see you there. If not, catch you back here next Thursday for another all-new Eddie Trunk podcast. Simon Wright of Dio, he was also in AC/DC at one point, getting ready to tour with the Dio Hologram. We'll check in with him on next week's podcast. Have a good one. Thanks for listening, everybody. And be sure to join me every day on Volume on SiriusXM Channel 106.
Hey everyone, I'm Shep Rose from Southern Charm, and I'm happy to announce my new podcast called Enough About Me with Shepherd Rose from Podcast One. I'm starting a podcast because I feel like I have a lot to say. I have a lot of friends that are a lot of fun to talk to, and I'm going to talk about whatever's on my mind. I know it sounds wide sweeping, but that's sort of the point. So, download new episodes of Enough About Me with Shepherd Rose only on Apple Podcast and Podcast One.
Okay, parachute's ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.